He should be back here momentarily. We're going over to the gov's office real quick, so.
Oh.
But I told him he needs to be back here soon. I'd like to recognize him.
Well, yes, that's true. And so why don't we take a break until we see him walk in the door? Unless somebody else, I mean, I think we're done with the agenda, right?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the only thing I would bring to your attention again at the end of the list here of items, is there any specific agenda items from you as commissioners for the January commission meeting of anything that you folks have thought of that you would like on the agenda as potential discussion topics or action items?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Some of us have been talking about the extraordinary amount of money that the larger metro areas are paying to hire snipers to come in and kill urban deer. And quite frankly, quite a few of those urban deer are trophy class animals. And I'd like to see the department put a little effort into coming back with us with some scenarios as to the why nots, but the why we could potentially relocate some of those trophy class animals and put them out on some of our public lands and give somebody the opportunity to hunt that animal in the wild. And I don't know any of the details for how you could pull that off, but I'm sure the easy answer is no, we can't, and it'll stress the deer and they'll die, blah, blah, blah. Well, you're going to kill them anyway. So, or the snipers are going to get paid too. I think it's $90,000 that Rapid City's paying. I don't know exactly what Sioux Falls is paying. But the causes, if you look at their comprehensive plans, which all cities are required to have, very few of them address urban deer and what they're going to do to mitigate traffic accidents and things like that. It's a matter of time before somebody's going to get killed by one of these urban deers. And I just think that it's another opportunity where we can try to work with municipal governments and maybe create some type of a hunting opportunity for someone that otherwise wouldn't have.
Any others?
Maybe we can look up other states that have been active in that type of program. I hear down in New Mexico, I can't remember the city down there that had a pretty successful, been able to do that and sit a deer out of the city back out into outside lands. And with their success story, I believe the Mueller Foundation has been involved in that, and they have some information on things that they've been involved with.
I suppose there's differences, but
the department went all the way to Canada to pick up a bunch of bighorn sheep and deliver them, whatever that was, 5-6 years ago. Well, anyway, let's be in recess until.
Well, so we have another transition today.